born in the ministry and medical missionary work. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. April 24th, 1903. To my brethren in the ministry and in the medical missionary work. Since returning from conference, I have been almost prostrated by a severe cold contracted in Oakland. For a time, there seemed to be a sleepy lethargy upon me, and although I slept more than the usual number of hours during the night, yet during the day, I would fall asleep pen in hand. Ever since returning from the conference, there has been upon me a burden that I cannot find words to describe. At nighttime and during the day, by myself and at family worship, I have prayed most earnestly that God would show me what to do. About a week ago, I was instructed to leave my case, with all my perplexities and difficulties, with the Lord. During the years that my life has been devoted to the work of God, from my first experience in it, the Lord has been giving me special light. By His Spirit, He has given messages of warning and reproof, consolation and uplifting, to preserve in the earth the principles of heaven, and to magnify the distinctive features of true godliness. That which has been presented to me from time to time, here a little and there a little, is of the greatest consequence to the people of God. Much of this instruction is in manuscripts, and much that has been published in our periodicals is not accessible to those who need it. I have been instructed to gather up the precious testimonies that God has given to correct evil and publish them in book form in the least expensive way, that our people may have them for study and reference, and that they may become better acquainted with the way in which, these many years, the Lord has been directing His people. As the testimonies of warning and reproof are brought before our people, they will be a savor of life unto life to many who have not known of them. They will help them to avoid making mistakes. Many of our people are ignorant of the way in which the Lord has tried to save our institutions from corrupting influences and from the false judgment of men who have refused to be converted. God will be honored as the testimonies are presented, which show how plainly He has spoken against the principle that He cannot endorse, and how decidedly He has exalted the pure, sacred principles that are in harmony with His Word. The articles that from week to week are printed in our papers are soon forgotten, because there are so many things to divert the minds of the readers. These articles are to be gathered together, reprinted in book form, and placed before believers and unbelievers. While at the conference in Oakland, I suffered the most intense mental agony. At times it seemed to me that I could not live. To think that the cause of God bears so much the imperfection of human minds, and that I must open before the world the faulty character of much of the work done for the last 25 years. I thought, what will be the result of doing this? Then the word came, you have a message to bear to the churches. It is not possible that the dishonor that has been brought upon the cause and work of God will escape the notice of the world. The reproofs and warnings that God has given must be published, that it may be seen how elevated is the position that He designed His cause and work to occupy in the world. The instruction of the past and of the present, which God has given to make His people pure and keep them pure, must be placed on record. The Lord is greatly displeased by the manifestation of pride and selfishness that for years has been seen in His work. He is dishonored by the low ebb of piety and sanctified ability. Soon, every possible effort will be made to discount and pervert the truth of the testimonies of God's Spirit. We must have in readiness the clear, straight messages that since 1846 have been coming to God's people. There will be those, once united with us in the faith, who will search for new, strange doctrines, for something odd and sensational to present to the people. They will bring in all conceivable fallacies and will present them as coming from Mrs. White, that they may beguile souls. The light that the Lord has given should be in the hands of our people, so that they may see that the reports made are false, that there is in the testimonies nothing of what these men declare to be in them.
Those who have treated the light that the Lord has given as a common thing will not be benefited by the instruction presented. There are those who will misinterpret the messages that God has given in accordance with their spiritual blindness. Some will yield their faith and will deny the truth of the messages, pointing to them as falsehoods. Some will hold them up to ridicule, working against the light that God has been giving for years, and some who are weak in the faith will thus be led astray. But others will be greatly helped by the messages. Though not personally addressed, they will be corrected and will be led to shun the evils specified. Their errors will be reproved by the warnings given to the erring. The Spirit of the Lord will be in the instruction, and doubts existing in many minds will be swept away. The testimonies themselves will be the key that will explain the messages given, as Scripture is explained by Scripture. Many will read with eagerness the messages reproving wrong, that they may learn what they may do to be saved. From all directions will come the cry, "What must I do to be saved?" Acts 16, verse 30. Light will dawn upon the understanding, and the Spirit will make an impression on minds, as Bible truth is clearly and simply presented in the messages that since 1846, God has been sending His people. These messages are to find their place in hearts, and transformation will take place. The spiritual growth of many has been dwarfed. They have not brought forth in their lives the fruits of righteousness and peace and joy, but have been as the fruitless fig tree. If those who have received the light will respect and appreciate the testimonies of the Lord's Spirit, they will see the religious life in a new light. They will lay hold of the precious things that God has given them and will be translated from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. The messages that come to them will be to them as a voice speaking from heaven.